saw her standing on her front lawn.
I probably can't remember a time like this.
It's gotten worse and worse and worse. We've had 1.7 inches of rain since last July 4th.
If we don't get rain and we can't make a living here like we have for the last 130 years, right, that's going to be really tough.
The voice of Bruce Springsteen and voices from the real state of Nebraska. The Cornhusker State is ground zero in the 2012 drought, a disaster that has turned corn brown, killed livestock, and made the flat horizons of this agricultural state a fog of dust and desert haze. Just south of Oglala, Nebraska, farmer Andy DeVries walks the upper acreage of his ranch. It is not pleasant to be in these wide open spaces.
The majority of my fields have probably not had an inch of rain since the last week of April. Yeah, we may have had a tenth or a quarter. Well, as dry as it is, a quarter is like spitting on the ground.
Even where there is water from underground, the drought has forced rationing. Some plants get water, others must fend for themselves.
We water every other row to kind of conserve moisture as much as we can. I mean,
from the air, rancher Hop Vinton surveys the grim reality of a drought that extends in all directions. Across the sand hills north of Oglala, it's a patchwork quilt of brown death amidst the occasional green highlight, some fields still holding on.
The meadows that you see out here that are green are sub-irrigated, so there's still some moisture, but as you can see, the hills are pretty well dried out.
Rancher Hop Vinton speaking with the BBC's Paul Adams.
As you can see, this mound here, there's just nothing on it.
How does it make you feel as you look down on this?
Well, it's impressive.
I've been calling it the summer without green, and it's a little bit depressing, and it wears on you.
Sherry Vinton, wife of Hop's younger brother, speaking about this cruelest of summers, where life still tries to hold on.
He's just 2 days old. You can see how his respiration is. He's panting. So you can splash a little water on him, cool him off.
But that youngest member of the Vinton herd may not have much of a life if these conditions persist. Chris Vinton says every living thing must struggle in this oppressive heat. Farmers and ranchers live to make other creatures thrive, so when nature breaks the ancient covenant of agriculture, the farmers have no power to do anything but watch.
Cattlemen, they love their livestock and they care for their livestock deeply. And, it strikes deep when you have to sell your mother cows. The cows that have been faithful to you and they've helped you pay your bills and make a good life.
This is the sound of ranchers giving up. The livestock auction in Oglala is cash now for cattle that won't make it. The noise of economic activity is an illusion. It's really more of a funeral march.
I had to liquidate some cows off of the ranch, clean the ranch up.
Rancher Rick Grove has bailed on his entire herd. He's seen less than 2 inches of rain in 13 months. And there are more tough decisions ahead. All of life right now is a deadly gamble.
Usually you have time to make a calculation. Now you've got to make a decision real quick. Do we split our calves off the cows? Do we wean early? Do we liquidate everything? Will it be worse next year? You don't know. I've been in the cattle business 40 years.
And in those 40 years, have you seen times like this?
Never.
The voices of people, farmers, ranchers in Nebraska trying to survive the drought of 2012. Our thanks to the BBC's Paul Adams.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.